Hey guys, awesome episode today. We talk about Instagram followers and how serious are things guys say on dates. Check it out. Enjoy. Share with friends. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. I'll say it again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, the live studio audience is here at Feather Studios. They are here. They are ready to answer your questions. They're pumped. Just getting back from San Francisco. Great time there. Met some fans out there, which was fun. The shows were great. Love that city. Whew. It's like looking at a postcard. You know, you can't. I think I would call San Francisco like a chick that I cannot help like staring at walking down the street. It's you see certain scenes and you're just like I'm staring, like just the hills and just the water and how, you know, and I'm just sitting there like an idiot. Let me bring on our guest, cuz maybe she's been there. That's right. This song playing in my head as I'm walking through the streets. That's right. I'm walking down. This is me walking down the street. And then all of a sudden, I'll see the bay and I'll just turn and throw my glasses down and check out the bay's ass. That's basically every day.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful. This song, and if you've never been, this song feels San Francisco to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know?
I'm with it.
I'm very excited about today's guest. New to the podcast, pumped to have her on.
Hey.
Hilarious, awesome comic, Mia Jackson. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. What?
It's a pleasure to have
you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
@MiaComedy on both Twitter and Instagram. Go follow, support. Have you been to San Francisco?
I have been to San Francisco.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's very pretty. It is.
Yeah.
Like, it's just... It's just so many people and it's clean from what I remember.
From a distance.
From what I remember.
They would tell you, I mean, last episode we did a news story about all the human poop that's on the streets.
Oh, okay.
They would tell you there's a huge homeless issue. But then you start to like look at it, you're like, are there more, you know, I'll say the people of San Francisco, they're very particular.
I can see that.
Yeah. I think there's this thing in San Francisco where you're always looking over your shoulder to see if you're being judged. Are you here's how I would describe it. Like if I were at Starbucks and I was throwing away all my stuff and I just threw it all into, you know how they have those three choices?
Right. Your litter.
Yeah.
The recyclables.
The other crap, whatever
other
it is.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I don't know what I'm doing. So sometimes I'm just like, throw it all the fucking one
so
of
you
them.
Don't care.
Not what, really. Okay. I don't think they care.
You know, you have the right to feel that way. And I have the right to not care.
That's right. I have a theory that they just take all the bags and they throw them in the same garbage.
I think so. Because I think maybe the top just gives you the illusion that it's,
yes.
And it's just one big ass trash.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I'm
with that.
In a place like San Francisco, I just throw it in and I go, fuck it. I'm just going to live my life. San Francisco, it feels like they're all putting it into each one and then looking around going, did everyone see me?
Right. I'm a good person.
Mm-hmm. And it has that feeling with the people. So it's with the homeless thing, they go, I do agree there's a lot of homeless. It's an issue in that city, or it's an issue in all cities. But you're like, are they just complainers here?
Right. What is know, the like, what's the right?
Is
what's
it a lot the, of homeless, or do they have the same as New York? And right. And they're just like a little just anal retentive there.
Or does it seem like it's more homeless people just because it's so nice there?
That too.
And people are just hanging out.
And we're outside all the time. That is another thing.
Yeah.
Because there, I was at the hotel, and a lot of places when you go on the road, you're like, I'm just going to sit in this hotel all day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to see the light of day.
Same.
There, you're like, I got to go outside.
Right. That's what I did. I remember just walking, just being in the streets. And
tons of walking.
And I feel like I remember the trains being relatively clean.
They're fun. They're like old timey.
Yeah.
You know, they have that the ring coming down the street. It is, I mean, beautiful city. Great time. Just a blast. And yeah, I mean, when you travel, where's the last place you went to? Like, you are a fish out of water. You're looking around. You're like, all right, I'm going to go see what this new place is like. And I think, like, when I would go to these college football games in the fall, I did this big college football thing.
Did you?
It was like this Snapchat game show. But I would go and review all the colleges. And people would go, and I would say, I don't have a financial investment in this school. So that's why I feel I have the right to just give you a bird's eye view of it.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a comic, you're there because you're there.
It's right.
It doesn't matter where you are.
This but
you
is get, true.
You can be like, okay, well, I think the people here are anal retentive.
Yeah.
I have no investment in these people.
Right, because I'm just here to do these 3 to 4 shows and then I'm out. Yeah, I was last in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Greensboro, how was that?
You know what? When I went there, because I've been before, and the last time I was there, I was at a club where a domestic violence dispute broke out while I was on stage.
Wait a minute.
So,
can you tell that's a story? You can't just say that and then we'll just move. Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah, so.
A man beat his wife and then we left.
Yeah. So I was on stage and it was a group that was there to celebrate. It was a big group to celebrate someone's birthday.
Okay.
And then I'm talking and then I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not getting this table. Like at first they were really engaged, and all of a sudden people just start like, I just see this couple so intensely just looking at each other, and I went, are you guys okay?
Yeah,
you guys all right? They're so into this argument they don't even know I'm talking to them.
Oh my god.
And so everybody
do
around is like
having a confrontation.
Like, what's happening? Everybody's like, do they know that she's talking to it? People at the table kind of embarrassed, and then they get up and leave, and I went, hey, is everything cool? Still don't acknowledge me at all.
Sure.
Then they walk outside, and they're apparently by the door, and then these people in the back of the club, maybe like 2 minutes later, start screaming, and they go, oh my God, he just hit her.
Oh my God.
And
this
I was
is
like,
in the middle of your set.
Yes, in the middle of my set. And it was the second show on a Friday night. So, of course, second show Fridays are always
a little bit
ridiculous.
Wild. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, and it was like just...
I mean, how do you get the show back on track from there?
You know what? That's what at that point, I went, do I stop? Do we call the police?
He hit her!
What do we do?
So, yeah, and then you're on stage. It's like, so dating.
Yeah. Hey, guys, who likes unicorns? Like, yeah. you can't even get to a regular... like. You can't get off that topic.
You can't go off the top. You know, you have risen. The everything's
right,
been heightened.
Right, and so I'm sitting there, and so... then the people at the table, they get up and go run after the people.
Sure,
then
they come
back in. Right, they come back in, and then they start an argument with the people in the back, and they're like, "Those bitches lying. He ain't hit her." And they're like, "It might have been a slap," and I'm, "It's still.
It might have been a slap.
It might have been a slap. It might have been a slap."
That's how hard it is in this. You know, like she can't even get a slap.
A slap, and I'm like, "Is that better? Is that better?" And they were like, she lying. And they were like, we going. And I'm like, are you going to fight? Are you going to fight them too? What is happening
right now?
So now
everyone's fighting.
So now it's just
mayhem.
Chaos at
and,
the show.
And so what? Now you're back.
So I'm back. So I go back last week for the North Carolina Comedy Festival,
okay,
which was actually very, very fun. And it was in another part of town. And
okay,
I went, oh, I didn't know this Greensboro had this to offer.
Sure.
They actually have... this is a cool area and
well,
no one's fighting.
That's the other thing is like a lot of times you go to a city and like you get the DMs and stuff where they're like,
mm-hmm,
this city sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's like, you know, New York, LA, San Francisco, certain town, Atlanta, people will be like, this is the best city in the world.
Right.
They can't stop bragging about the city.
Right.
Anything below that top tier cities, everyone's like, yeah, you hate it, right?
Right,
and you're like,
right.
No, it seems
like,
pretty nice. Yeah, you got good stuff going on here.
Yeah. So the people that are there, they, I guess they see you coming in and they go, oh, you have an escape.
Sure.
So you're gonna have a freedom.
And it, as if you came to just hate on everything they did.
Right. I'm like, no, I came to do my show.
Yeah. And I came to bring the highs.
And tell me, and if there's something interesting here that I should see.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. I ask for suggestions on restaurants a lot. And people.
Me too.
But people send you stuff. They'll like. People take their recommendations so personal.
Yes.
And like I went to like two places in San Francisco. They were great. I would suggest them to anyone who likes, you know, Slanted Door and the Chubby Noodle. Great spots.
Okay.
Enjoyed them myself. You might hear that suggestion and go, no, mm-hmm. not into that type of food. Fine.
Okay. Right, right.
I went to those two places. And one girl wrote me back. She goes, well, you went to the two wrong places. You made all the wrong choices. I was like, no, I didn't. I enjoyed them.
Right. Why
you made the wrong choices. Now you've made it personal.
So you made the wrong choice because you didn't make her choice.
Yeah. I didn't go to your bullshit place that has, and a lot of times they'll suggest the place that has like the triple burger bypass sandwich. And you're like, yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't come here to fucking climb Mount Everest of fucking cholesterol.
No, I don't want to die on this trip. Yeah. I don't want
to
be
here to
be,
have a sensible meal.
Yeah.
Some summer rolls. At a Vietnamese place.
Something peaceful.
Yeah.
I can deal with that.
So, Mia, we're very happy to have you here.
Hey.
At Mia Comedy. Go follow. Go support. Let's do some emails. You ready, Shelby?
Born ready.
Born ready.
That was so adorable.
That was Mia, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Let's just jump right. Oh, would you rather? Okay. Serious would you rather for you... Jared and esteemed guest. Okay. They wrote it really weird. Would you rather all your portable electronics have a never-ending battery for the rest of your life? Phone, tablet, laptop, earpods, doesn't matter if it's 100% or 1%, it will never die, and you will never charge them. Shelby likes that one. Okay.
Okay.
Are you addicted to your phone as much as I am?
I am. It's
I'm
a problem.
Bad. Yeah.
It's really bad. Yeah.
Or a 1 week free vacation for you and a plus one every 10 years to anywhere of your choice. You will not have to spend any of your own money on the trip. You are still allowed to take other vacations, but they will be at your own expense. What do you think?
Phone,
all your electronics never run out, or every 10 years, a 1 week free vacation anywhere in the world.
I'm taking the electronics.
Yeah.
I'm taking the electronics.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
Because of what this is, what every 10 years?
Every 10. I mean, I can save up for the 10 year vacation.
I can get my own vacation.
With the time I save.
Yeah.
Not attached to a wall.
Yeah.
Waiting for a phone to charge. The pocket space alone for not an extra charger.
Come on.
Right?
Who doesn't want
this
that?
This shows how addicted we are to our phones.
That I'm willing to give up a free vacation.
Anywhere in the world.
Anywhere. No expenses.
I'm the same way.
I'm a terrible person.
I'm a terrible person too, Shelby.
So I don't see Fiji, but I don't have to do that weird lean while I'm like... The cord doesn't reach me, but
yes.
I have to still text.
Yeah, the weird... Or anytime you're in an Uber when they go... How come? How about when you go in an Uber and they'll go, yeah, I got it. Hey, do you have an iPhone charger? Yeah, but it's a short cord. All the Ubers should have the longest cord.
You would think.
As a service.
You would think.
And so you go in those Ubers, you gotta lean forward while you're texting.
Disgusting.
It's disgusting. It's horrible. Awful. So, I mean, But it's like 9 out of 10 Ubers will just go, yeah, I got a short cord. And you're like, well, every time you explain to someone is a reminder that you need a longer cord.
Right. Just what's so hard about
just
it?
Just get it.
They exist.
Yeah. I'm going with the battery too, man.
Yeah.
We're all addicted.
Right. I'm willing to not have a vacation.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here we go. You're truly the king of ha's, and I've gotten several of my friends hooked on this and you up. Question for you. The last few guys I've gone out with have all done the same thing. We go on the first date. It goes well. Then they make a very affectionate comment. On one date, the guy said, I think you're one of the special ones. On another, the guy said he really liked me, and in both instances, we hung out a couple more times that week, and at some point, they fade out. I've reviewed what I may be doing wrong, even asking friends, and everyone agrees I'm doing the right things. It's so fucking annoying. What gives? Is this the move guys do to pull you in? Is this the case of guys feeling that way in the moment and just not having a filter? Should these guys be red flags from the start? Thanks for your input. Mia, do you have a boyfriend? What's your situation?
I do have a boyfriend.
How
yeah.
did you guys meet?
How did we meet? Well, okay, we met.
And how long have you been together?
Okay, so we actually met years ago, and we were in high school together.
Oh, wow.
But we did not date then.
Okay.
Yeah, so we met our senior year of high school.
Okay.
So he was the new guy that moved to my hometown.
Got it. And you're from where?
From Columbus, Georgia.
Columbus, Georgia. How far is that from Atlanta? So it's a major city.
It's about an hour and a half south.
Okay.
Maybe an hour and 20 minutes, but it's not super far.
Okay.
But
small town, big town.
It goes back and forth between being like the second and third largest population in the state.
Okay.
So, but people lie about it all the time. I gotcha. Who knows? But it's smallish, but not.
Does
it's
everyone?
Not, it's not Atlanta.
I mean, one high school. How many high schools?
It's like it's probably seven or eight public high
okay,
schools. So
okay.
it's decent.
It's a big,
enough.
It's
yeah.
big town.
Yeah, decent enough.
So size. This guy moves to your town. So he moves, senior year.
Yeah, his mom is from there, so that's how he knows about this town. So okay. he moves there. We don't date. We're friends for years, and then about 5 years ago, we started dating.
Well, how are you friends for years? Like, did you go to different colleges?
Yeah, we went to different colleges. He went to the same college as one of my cousins. So mm-hmm. sometimes when we would come home for holidays, he would, like, I remember being with my cousin one time mm-hmm. and coming around, and I'm like, oh, you're here.
There
so
you
we,
are.
Yeah, yeah. So we just kind of always stayed in touch over
was
the years.
Was it affectionate in those off years, or was it just kind of like we're friendly?
We're friendly. Uh-huh. It, even though, what was it? There were my little sister at the time who she was, my sister and I are 12 years apart, so she was five when she first met him.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister always thought, he should be your boyfriend. Like even at five, yeah. she used to go, I want him to be your boyfriend. He should be your boyfriend. And I'm like, you're five. Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. And so she used to say, I see it. And I would go, like, you don't just stop. Like
yeah.
you do not know. And so I think
she's
maybe
like a little psychic.
And that's what she said. She's like, she's very smug right mm-hmm. now. She's like, I knew it. I was right. But we went to a wedding maybe about 5 or 6 years after high school. And when mm-hmm. that happened, my sister was very excited then because she's like, it's happening. And yeah. I went, no. I just need a date to this wedding.
Sure.
Like, ugh, no.
No. and then so you guys went as dates to a wedding.
Yeah, yeah. So I needed a date to a wedding. And he was in the military at the time. And
okay.
I said, oh, I'm coming home. And I went, oh, you want to come with me to this wedding? He's like, yeah, sure. And then one of my college friends met him that weekend. And she also thought she goes, are you sure there's not a thing?
Yeah, this seems
with
to be
you
something
too.
Here.
Like, what's happening? And we're like, no. We're good.
We're
friends.
Cool.
We're solid.
Yeah, yeah,
we're friends. So that's how it all.
And then he came back to, and then from then on.
Yeah, then he, yeah, like he was in other relationships. I was in other relationships. And then one day we just started chatting, and I'm like, why are we talking all the time? Oh no, do we like each other? This is weird. I hate this. No.
No, I have to deal with this.
Now I have to deal with feelings.
So when you guys officially started, how mm-hmm. did that officially start? Because we got a lot of people that write in here and they're like, you know, they hear a story like this
mm-hmm.
and this to me is not the norm.
Mm-hmm.
When you meet someone and you go, oh, mm-hmm. it never happened, then all of a sudden, wow, we like each other.
Yeah. This, yeah.
It, that's kind of the thing that a lot of people do with the men and women in their lives.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Well,
you're right.
Go, this like, person's been here.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They've been around. Why wouldn't we?
Right.
They do that.
Right.
Move.
There's the familiar part.
Sure.
Hey, we're good friends. We've always supported each other.
And a lot of people take your story as the normal.
Yeah.
And then they try to lean on that. They try to lean on mm-hmm. the abnormal being the normal, and then they'll go, because a lot of times it happens, okay, we met, and then, oh, okay, this is mm-hmm. always seen in the light of romantic.
Yeah.
And that's how it goes from there. Yours is starting in a land of friendship.
Yeah, just actual, and really, like, and not one of those, oh, you're friend zoned, or oh,
no.
there's an underlying, I got a crush on you, and I'm never gonna, it was just, we were just legitimately like, oh, hey, we're friends.
Yeah.
And we hang out, that kind of thing. Yeah.
And so do you guys live together now?
No. We don't live together.
Okay. Mm-mm, Is it long distance?
Yeah, he's in D.C.
Okay.
So, I mean, not super long. So, it started when I was in Atlanta, though.
He was in D.C.
He's been in D.C. the whole time. And then
been hard?
No, it has. You know what? It's sometimes, I think in the early stages of the relationship, I think when it got to the point where we said, oh, this is a thing. Like, we actually like being around each other. We want to talk to each other. Then we went, okay, we should try to make sure we see each other regularly. But within like the first few months, it was more like, we can talk on the phone and we'll just get to...
We'll figure it out.
Well, yeah.
But did you always have like... I always say like when someone's like, we're trying to do distance, I'm like, you got to have those plans. You got to say, okay, these are the weekends we're going to see each other.
Yeah.
There's a little more like that goes into it than just we're together.
Yeah. And that's it got to the point where when we went, oh, we're serious. We went, okay, we should commit to saying... at least once a month we'll see each other, at least. And so then we would plan from there. And then so with him, like, he's a photographer, and then with me being a comedian, like, I could go, oh, well, I'm not on the road until this weekend, so I can come early in the week, or if you want to come with me somewhere, you can. So we would do stuff like that.
What would you say to this person? Do you see anything she's doing wrong?
She says that
these guys are saying things. Well, I'll say to her, to get back to her email, okay, last few guys I've gone out with have all done the same thing. We'll go on the first date, it goes well, then they make very affectionate comment. I do think that a lot of times women write into this podcast and they'll name seven different things that they'll pick out of what the guy says.
Right, right.
Guys are kind of just going into survival mode for their penis.
That's what I figured.
On these dates.
Hey, babe. And then you're like, call me babe. Yeah,
sure. And we all know the things that girls are going to pick up on. We have been trained to say, oh, you're like one of the good ones. And a lot of this is bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And also saying them feels good to the guy. Like, it does feel good to say to someone and have them react to it.
That's what I was always wondering. Like, how does the man feel when he says those things? Like,
it's very much like, I did it. I'm getting to the next level in the video game. You know, I don't think it's, and that sounds awful, but it's like, it's not like a trick, but it's like, you take a girl out with the goal of, I'm going to make this girl like me on this date.
Okay.
And I think girls are doing the same thing too.
Right, because everybody, you're interviewing each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you were on an interview and you knew that you could say very small things to lock you into this job,
You're going to say the best stuff. You're right.
Exactly.
You're going to look the best.
Look the best, and you're going to go, yeah, oh, my family's really important to me. Yeah, everyone's family's important to them.
Right.
If you said, well, my family means nothing to me, then that's an interesting thing. You have to judge what's easy to say and what's hard to do.
Right.
You know, so this guy, like, you went on the date, he said some nice things, but, like, are you mad that you felt good that he said those things? Like, what's the issue?
Right, like, I think this is a thing where I guess she should probably just be clear about what it is that she wants. Like, what are her real expectations?
I think that's important. I think that's a very important thing. I think, like, what this issue to me is a window into another issue.
Yeah.
When she says, well, he says, one guy says he really liked me, and I think you're one of the special ones. If you're becoming into a guy because of those things said, this is a part of your problem.
Right, because you can't. Just because someone called you special, like, that's feeding her ego. Sure. I am special.
Yes.
And he said it, therefore, confirmation bias, I'm special. This is what I've been waiting for.
Well, that's the thing. You're just looking to, like, get, you know, it kind of reflects on the girl's standards.
Yeah.
You know, if a guy says you're special on every day, does that mean you just go with him?
Yeah, you can't
What about
fall
your
for
standards?
That? Yeah, you can't, because... I wonder, is it almost better for people just to operate and be like, you know what, I ain't shit, and that's who I am. I'm no.
I know I'm not special. Go fuck yourself. Well, I think there's just like a level of, like, when people say nice things, it's okay. They're saying nice things because they want to be the person that says nice things. It's not really more beyond that. You as a dater, you have to stop looking. I think what, like, when she says these things, like, oh, he said this, he said that. When you go that way, it, to me, it's you saying, I don't have any responsibility in this.
Yeah.
Because you're going, well, he said these three things.
He said.
So that means I am good. It's like, no. Did you even like this person? If you're only getting like the compliments, if the only things you remember mm-hmm. that are good are compliments he gave you, you didn't really meet this guy on the date.
Right. You were just waited to hear what you wanted to hear.
Sure.
Like that was it. You just.
And then the ball was, it was always him shooting. You never even had to do anything on this
game.
Yeah.
That's a.
So that's, I think like when you ask a question like this, you have to like realize that you're asking these things because you want someone to go at the end of the day, you are who I'm with. That's not the way dating works.
Yeah, no.
You're looking to get out of all of the, what's the word I'm looking for? Like the vagueness of romantic, you know, like
the allure of romance.
Sure.
Basically, just
she just wants an answer at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You are who I'm with and I will move on. And it's like, that's what these nice things are saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's why she's mad. She's going, he said he liked me.
So.
Yeah, he says that to 1,000 girls.
Right. He's been
Did
on
you like
15
him?
Dates this week.
Yeah.
Right. How do you feel?
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Mia Jackson. We are sponsor people. Woo! Mapalim. Love Mapalim. Mapalim is making high-end products for guys with natural oils, ingredients from the Mediterranean. I got it all over my body right now. I got that oil on me. I got that shampoo. Mapalim is, it smells good. It feels good. Let's take a trip to the Mediterranean.
You do look different in a good way.
Right?
Yeah.
You notice,
You're
right?
very fresh.
Fresh. All of Mapalim products are handcrafted with natural oils and nutrients that are sourced from the region's different coasts. Italy, France, Greece, Turkey, Spain. Mediterranean locals have been using these ingredients for thousands of years, and it's now become a growing trend among guys who want to become more conscious about what they're using on their hair and skin. Perfect gift for a guy, an upscale version of himself, a way to upgrade his morning routine, not only with healthy products for his skin and hair, but with chic packaging and amazing scent. Here's what I will say about Mapalim. Mapalim looks great in your bathroom, okay? So this is a great gift for a brother, a dad, anyone who has a medicine cabinet full of junk and it says Axe body spray and you're like, oh, you're a child. Make them look like a man.
It's a conversation starter.
It is a conversation. Where did you, you know what, Shelby, you're right. It is one of those things that if you went in the bathroom, you go, because you don't see this at CVS and Walmart.
No.
No, Mapalim can be delivered right to your door. Let the delivery man work for you. It's all about the Mediterranean lifestyle of enjoying the good things in life, the pleasure of simple luxury, indulging in things you love, taking that extra minute in the morning to invest in yourself. So get your grooming essentials at Mapalim.com. That's Mapalim.com. Use promo code JTRAIN for 10% off. That's 10% off. Level up your grooming game. People, Mapalim is a great sponsor to us. And if you haven't got it yet, you're wrong. Get involved with what they're doing. Go just try a couple of their products. Take the 10%. Take the free money. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Well, there was an out-of-state hookup. Mm. You could be a good help to this.
Mm. All right.
Hey, Jew Train, female email, by the way. Love the podcast. Listen to it at the gym and it makes my working out less shitty. So there's that. Ha ha. Back in December, my roommate's boyfriend hooked me up with his buddy, who is in the Army and stationed in Texas.
All right.
Okay. I'm from North Carolina, by the way. We hooked up a few times and connected on an emotional level that I never would have experienced before with anyone. He recently invited me to the Army ball in Texas and even paid for my plane tickets and hotel. He connected. He texts and Snapchats every day. I'm about to fly to Texas to see him in a few days, but he leaves for Korea 8 months for 8 months pretty soon. Should I let this be an out-of-state hookup or try to pursue the relationship? Also, do you think he wants more than a hookup? Even if this doesn't make the podcast, I would love some advice. Love you. Love the podcast. What do you think?
Ooh, well, I mean, he invited her to a ball. Sure. So that means he wants to be seen with her publicly.
Yeah. Well, that is a very big deal.
That's important. So
you are friend approved.
So he want, yeah, he doesn't. So that means he doesn't mind pictures being taken.
Sure.
So there's that. Then he paid for the plane ticket.
Paid.
So he wanted you to be there and for the hotel. I mean, that's pretty dedicated.
That's dedicated. Well, I think what you're saying, Mia, is very, very important. All, you know, just because you have all the ingredients doesn't mean you're going to bake a cake.
This is true.
But you have all the ingredients.
This is, I mean, so that's a lot.
But that's a lot. So I'm saying, like, you know, in the first email where the girl's like connecting things, the guy saying nice things
nice
to whether
words,
nice
right.
words to whether he's going to be a better date or red flag deal breaker. I don't know. I just know that you have to have your own standard.
But this action
brought you out. And he goes, I'm not saying it's going to happen. He's going to Korea. He's going to look at you. He has a built-in excuse where he can say, mm-hmm. well, I can't have a girlfriend now. That's right. All fine. But you go, you have a blast, and know that this person has the ability to do these things.
Right.
So, like, that's a big part of dating, too, where mm-hmm. it's like you go, and I'm not saying go with, I don't do things with the idea of getting things out of them,
which means you're a good person.
Well, a lot of people, if you go to this guy's ball because you're like, well, I want to get I'm coming home with a boyfriend, you're going with the wrong
right. You can't go and this means the ball means this is a thing. It's just
means you're gonna see a ball.
Yeah,
that's about
ball. Right.
You're gonna see
balls, right?
His
right.
balls, okay?
Right.
That we know. But
for sure.
go to the ball only to have a great time.
Right. No expectations.
No expectations. Go have fun. And in this grand scheme of life, are you gonna feel? Here's how you judge whether you go or not. Are you going to feel, if this is just a fun night, are you going to feel like you lost? Mm. If you're going to feel like you lost, then you don't go. Because this is all personal stuff.
Right.
Like, if you're the type of person that says, well, anytime I have sex with someone that doesn't turn into a relationship, I feel like less of a person.
Mm.
That's some people.
I know. Ugh.
And it's like, if that's you, I wouldn't be going flying to Texas for this ball.
Yeah, no.
Or if you're the type of person that goes, hey, I do enjoy this person's company. I want to have fun with them again. I want another interaction.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what you want.
And she said, well, this is the first like time that she's had this emotional connection with someone. So
she is going to have a fun time.
Yeah, so it seems like the steps are all there.
Yeah, but she wants answers to questions we can't answer.
She wants to know, should she...
I think
try to pursue.
You go to have fun at the ball. I mean, we make the joke about seeing his testicles. You don't have to hook up. You don't have to have sex. You can go and kiss him goodnight and then sleep.
She's already seen him.
Yeah, she's already seen him. But even if you want to go back on that, that's fine too.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything you want to do. He is flying you there to have a great time. Because, and here's the other thing. You said I had a connection with a person that I wouldn't have thought of during the hookup.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's bringing you. He's not bringing you out because you're just a body that he's attracted to. He's bringing you out because he had a good time that morning too. I wouldn't want someone at my states away from where they live if I didn't enjoy the time I had with them
other than
the hookup.
Right. Because I'm not bringing you across state lines. Just,
no.
And I hate you. I mean, that's no fun.
He can find another person to do that with.
There's literally millions of other people probably at his base.
Yeah,
he could ask.
So,
yeah.
I mean, but you said your guy, military guy.
Yeah, he was back in the day. He was. Not when we were dating.
Do you feel like those guys are like, you know, when they're going to go away, what are they looking for?
So I grew up in a military town too.
Okay.
So my dad was also in the military. So we always used to make fun of the people because every person that I met that was in the Army when I was in high school, they were always trying to get a girlfriend. Every single
Oh, really?
It was just like, it was the the now, I'm do trying.
They, do they want the girlfriend because then they can come back to a girlfriend?
It was, I almost feel like because they were in the military so young, it was just that thing of, oh, well, I'm grown, so grown people get married immediately. So I knew a lot of people that were 19, 20, 21, like, oh, met my wife.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're 21. What are you doing? So, yeah. So a lot of the, and a lot of the military guys would come hunting around the high schools and stuff like, oh, looking for a girlfriend. Yeah.
So that might be going on here.
Yeah.
But
so he might just want that. I want
something to hold on to while he's in Korea. Something at home.
Yeah, that could be it.
But I would say to her, you go. I think when all these are buying signals, but if I had a girl, if I brought a girl in and she was like, well, what's going to happen after this? I'd be like, ugh, we're not even having fun at this.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We got to do business.
Yeah. Like, can we just basically let's live here in this moment.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. At Mia Comedy, Mia Jackson, at Mia Comedy on Twitter and Instagram. Hey. Go follow, go support. Let's do. Okay, here's.
Oh.
This is a little bit of a long one, but I like the topic. My very average Instagram was called The Red Flag. Hey, Jared, first of all, thank you for all the great advice. Your podcast is the highlight of my day. Consider a form of dating therapy, feather. Long time listener, my first time writing in, and it's about a situation that's been bothering me a little more than I would like to admit. This past summer, I hosted a party at my apartment and hooked up with a guy my roommate invited. We flirted out at the bars, then made out back at my house. I didn't want to do more, so I let him crash on our couch, and he left the next morning. I wasn't expecting to hear from him, nor did I really care if I did. We had both drank a lot, and I was only mildly interested. He added me on Snapchat a day or so later, and then quickly unfriended me, LOL. And I sort of forgot about the whole night. Flash forward to this past weekend, when I ran into my roommate out at a bar and told her that the reason he wasn't interested in me was because he had looked me up on Instagram, had seen I only had 300 followers, and told her that was a major red flag.
Red flag.
Wait a minute. I don't even understand
what?
That. What is he trying to
what?
Get her cast on a TV show?
Yeah, right. I don't understand. Actual words from his mouth. Red flag. What the fuck? My friends and I all agreed he was a major douchebag, but it leaves me wondering. What do guys think of follower accounts and a girl's Instagram in general? I'm not a huge Instagrammer, by no means hate on selfies or sexy photos, but I don't really post a lot. My follower count reflects that. Do most guys really judge a girl based on her followers, likes, etc.? I know this guy never even followed me on Instagram and never saw any of my photos. I have a private account and would have seen his request. So all he literally did was look at the follower number. At least judge me on my photos if you're going to judge. I thought I had a pretty normal account, but this recent encounter makes me wonder. For context, this particular guy was a little younger than me. He had just graduated college, and I'm in my mid-20s. Thank you, willing to share Instagram screenshots for info. So she shared some pictures.
Cute.
Very cute.
Yeah.
These are all normal
pictures.
Pictures. Her with her mom, her alone, a little bit of her with paintings, did a wine painting night, her in a fun hat. What do we think?
I mean,
this man was a bona fide scrub.
Yeah, there's some.
That is ridiculous.
Have you ever judged someone based on their follower count?
I have not. No.
Shelby, does this ring to you?
I ain't even looking at the number.
The number means zero.
No.
So I actually got a message from a guy on Instagram that was similar to this, where he was like, he basically told me that because he has no followers, he's seen as a lesser man. And I was like, that is not something I would ever judge. So I was like, first of all, I go like for us in comedy, like a follower might be selling a ticket. You know, these are people who have at shows. It's a different thing than
a regular
personal relationship.
Yeah, you're just a regular person living life.
Yeah,
who cares how many? I mean, who cares?
This is one of those things that, like, I know she's like thinking about, and she's like, "Well, I heard it from one guy. That must mean a lot of guys."
Yeah,
it is so far from anything I've ever thought that I can't believe it's a real thing and not just an excuse.
And but once she said he just got out of college,
yeah, that's that kind of that's the tip off.
That's where his mind is right now.
I guess so. I guess, but I don't even understand like sexual. Like,
why would you write somebody off?
I do understand if I see a girl with 3,000 followers and she's doesn't have anything, she's not in the public eye, I'd go, mm-hmm. How did this happen?
Right.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That's what I would think the higher number for someone who isn't a public person.
That's fair.
Would worry me more than a lower number.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I would just have questions. I'd be like, how'd you get three? Like, what did you do?
Why are you so popular?
And it's like, yeah. Oh, well, I got posted on this bikini. You know, like I was a smoke show on Barstool of the day. And I'd be like, okay.
Like, yeah.
Who do you blog for?
Yeah. Who do you blog for? Who posted you? Like, I am followed by this one girl. I remember she follows me and I think I followed her back. And it's like one of those murky, like, not something I'm proud of moments where it's like, I think like it was like a few years ago, she messaged me and was like, why don't you follow me? And I was like, okay, I'll follow. And then we went follow for follow. Okay.
All right.
I think her picture got posted somewhere.
What a chivette.
Something like that, where she was posted on a blog and then she like had a moment where she blew up in followers.
Okay.
Okay.
So she got a little popular. All
now
right.
She's basically living her, you now she's more like I just watch her because it's interesting to me like how she's changed living. As an Instagram she's changed living. She's like, you know, she tries saying that she's a person who loves traveling, like,
so
and now she's trying to get that second shot of fame.
Oh, I got you.
That
so
she got from the first bikini picture that takes her to the top for the next one. You could tell.
So she's manufactured a life around her original thing
that got her off. Yeah. Yes, so, exactly. Okay. She's like, because then like she'll be like, 2 days until my big vacation, and you're like, okay,
who cares?
Yeah, who cares? And then she'll go on this vacation, and you're like, you could tell all the pictures are like very produced,
curated,
and
they're
very curated, mm-hmm. and she's and there's like a different suit every day, and there's like, and that to me, I look at that and I go, and then like sometimes she'll post, she'll be like, people ask. She'll do that, like, the thing where you can ask her questions. And she'll go, people ask where my... This is the picture that started it all. And it's not like she has a million followers. But, like, to her and her worldview, this has become important. That's something where I would look at it and go, yeah, I'm going to fucking unsubscribe from this. You know, like, I'm not going to get involved in this. Low follower count... I don't even see the issue. I would take this, chalk this up as a guy who...
He is an idiot.
An immature idiot. Yeah.
He doesn't know any better.
Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Mia Jackson. I like... Here, we've got some dude emails today. Whew. This one's called Feather My Nuts.
Okay. Well,
what up, Papa JT? Met this girl.
Feather those nuts.
Let's do it. Met this girl at the bar one Friday night, and we started vibing. I invited her and her friends over to our table, and we were having a great time. Me and the girl are talking, BSing. End of the night comes. I get a kiss and a number, and we part ways. We hang out the next day at night, but no escalation. One of my buddies started talking to my buddy, and over breakfast, she tells him how the girl really likes me and wants to get to know me better. She's never had a boyfriend before, and she wants to get to know me. Fast forward a couple days, we get invited to her place for taco night. We are flirting and kissing all night. I stay late with her and another couple to help clean. I think it's the sure thing because she's alluded to hooking up all night. When the dishes are finished, she tells the other guy to put on a movie for us all to watch. I told her I had to be up early for work, and it was already past midnight, so I'm a little deflated. I give the movie a try, hoping the other couple would bounce and I could get some time alone, but it's clear they're not going anywhere. I get frustrated and say I need to go home. We kiss and part ways. I get a text on the way home saying she wished I could have stayed. I wished I had too, but I had to be up early and implied that I would have stayed if it was just us. Since then, we have barely talked. She canceled on plans saying she had work, but Snapchat stories show there was plenty of times where we could have hung out. How do I go about this? Do I shoot her a text? She seems really sweet and we had a good vibe, but should I just throw in the towel? Thanks for the laughs. What do you think?
Well, I will say that the title, I was expecting something else.
Sure.
So I'm glad it's glad
the metaphorical feather my nuts has become part of this podcast.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what I was about to be involved in. Well,
he's looking to get his nuts feathered. Literally.
This sounds like so he says she's never had a boyfriend before.
Yeah.
And
we get the email from the other side of this.
Okay.
A lot. We'll get a lot of women writing in being like, we had great dates. We keep making out. And then we've gone on like 3 dates and now he disappears.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, this is the other side of that, because this guy's asking, should I disappear?
Should he? Well,
because they haven't had sex yet. It feels like they are. This is a situation that I have been in many times.
Okay.
Where you'll meet a girl, you're like, oh man, we're vibing. I'm
like
sexually
her.
Into
yeah.
this girl. And then you get the word back, well, she really likes you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go hang out and it's like taco night. And you're like, oh, this ain't, we ain't just going to have sex and it's going to be that.
She's making it a thing.
This is going to be a real thing if it's anything.
A themed night of snacks.
Yes.
So
if we have sex, we are dating.
Yeah. I mean, taco night.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
with
not.
With a movie and a peck on the cheek. Sometimes, you know, sometimes with hooking up, it's like you meet, you fuck, you both have a great time. You walk away and you go
yeah.
We can both live our lives.
Right,
and
you're fine.
And maybe we come back to each other and we fuck again. Whatever.
Right.
The progression of this is very much she has played it right to let you know what she wants.
Mm-hmm. But if you don't want that,
you gotta move on.
Yeah, but her not having had a boyfriend before is just the thing that kind of makes me go, all right, that's something to consider.
Yeah. Well, consider the fact that you are the guy that she sees, like, this could be a boyfriend.
This could be, yeah, he's the one.
He's the one.
He's going to be the boyfriend.
He gets me off of the boyfriend bench.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this.
No, yes.
But dude, you might not want to be in that situation.
I would say that to him, that, like, there's a decision to make. And, you know, there's girls listening going that we get it from the other side. We always get the girl writing in going,
mm-hmm.
Well, then he disappeared. Everything was going so great. And I'm like, yeah, because it was boyfriend or bust.
As opposed to just organic. Let's see what happens.
Casual. We're fucking. Yeah. And then maybe, you know, you won't be too offended if I just, you know, if it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
This is, you came for taco night.
Yeah.
You did all these moves that made me think that you were into this. And he says we're vibing, but from the sound of his email, it's like, hey, how come we haven't fucked yet?
Right, right.
And it's like, if that's what you're after something that's totally different than what she's after.
Yeah, he's ready for, he wants sex. That's what he wants.
Which is fine, but admit to the fact that you know she doesn't just want that.
Right, and
that's
again,
what you need time to go, if you're going to be respectful.
Yeah, what do you want out of this?
Yeah.
If you want sex and you know she doesn't.
If you have sex with this girl, it is a 2-month being in a relationship, then breaking up 2 months later. Like it's
taco
like,
night, meatless Mondays.
Yeah.
That's what your life has turned into.
You are
on you're a
every
couple.
Instagram hashtag.
Yeah.
We're sponsor people. Ooh, this is the perfect summer sponsor. And we're heading into the springtime, summertime.
Getting warm.
Okay. Brewmate. Listen, Brewmate is amazing. Springtime is here, and Brewmate was created to keep your drinks cool. Their insulated drinkware is designed to keep your favorite beverage ice cold all day. So now I am drinking from one of the Brewmate things. It is great. Keep my iced coffee cold. And it's made, you know, they have a wine bottle. And if you're sitting there with plans of going and drinking outside and having some wine, you got to get that Brewmate wine bottle.
Or even if you're going to those BYOB places.
Oh, my God. Perfect for that.
It's made for it.
Rosé season is just around the corner. Before you drag your girlfriends to the park, get shit-faced. Get yourself a wine cellator. I have it. It's good.
It looks cool. It's not like, you
know. It's a wine. It's in the shape of a wine bottle. You pour in a full bottle of wine. It stays cold all day.
It looks like a bottle of wine. We're not talking about some type of thing like some weird keg camping thing.
This is, and it's perfect
because when you're going out to, like, you know, picnic, whatever, you just want to toss it in the bag and not worry about it. Mm. With a wine bottle, you're worried, is it going to break? Is it on the right side of the bag? Is it going to stay cold? This is no fuss, no muss. If it's a full bottle of wine and even throw in a silicone funnel for easy transferring, they make it easy to throw your wine slater into a bag and go. You won't have to worry about broken bottles, and it will maintain the perfect ice cold temperature for 24 hours. Don't settle for warm alcohol. Chill out with your favorite drinks all day long with Brewmate. Visit brewmate.com/JTrain. Brewmate.com/JTrain to get 15% off your first order. That's 15% off your first order when you go to brewmate.com/JTrain. Brewmate.com/JTrain. Listen, if you listen to this show, I know you're a lot like me, and you're going to really enjoy what Brewmate does. And I'll say this wine slater, it's great. I don't know where I put it. It's over there somewhere.
The name sounds amazing.
Yeah, probably wine slater. It's in the sink from getting used so much.
Yeah, I don't want it getting taken. That's it. So let's do some more emails. @MiaComedy. Go follow, go support. We got time for one more email?
We do.
One more email.
Okay. Which one would you like? We're in the middle.
All right.
Is a child to dump someone because of their hygiene?
No, let's do that. This hygiene.
Okay, oh. Here we go. Dear Jared and Classic Shelb, love what you do. I'm a huge fan. I met what I would consider to be the total package on Hinge a few months ago. We see each other frequently and have a great time. We haven't had sex yet, and that's mostly because he has horrible teeth. Help. He is a handsome man, very good at hiding his heavily decayed black smile. I really like him and feel that it could be a great potential for an amazing relationship. To make matters the absolute worst, I am a dental hygienist.
This is exactly what I was afraid of.
Oral health is my livelihood and passion. The only time I can make out with him is if I'm drunk and I'm immediately brush, floss, and use Listerine after. How could I ever, one, be intimate with this guy, and two, introduce him to my friends and coworkers? How rude it would be to suggest he seek dental treatment. How would I break things off because of his teeth? Is this shallow? Appreciate your time and help. Thank you. What do you think?
Ooh, that is not shallow at all.
Tough sitch.
But that's a...
But here's the one thing I'll take his side on. Dental hygienists, when it's your job, you're maybe more judgy. So, like, I mean, she says he has a black smile.
A black smile. That is...
Like, I have an image in my head that is gross. Would you dump this guy? Would you end it?
I couldn't do it. I could not
do it. She can't even kiss him unless she's drunk.
That is terrible.
That's awful.
If you can't kiss someone if you're only drunk, then you're making yourself into an alcoholic to be in this relationship, which means you should end it.
Yeah. That's going to hurt her teeth.
Yeah, that's
right.
Well, is there a way she could be like... Like, if what maybe they do a date where she brings him to work and she like, hey, I want to give you a free cleaning. Like, I don't know.
But then what if she discovers that because she said he's hot. What if he doesn't have all his teeth?
Look, I know we don't normally do this, but I like you a lot.
Yeah.
Right.
Total package. And teeth is a big deal breaker. Yeah, that's part of the package. You're not the total package.
That's not a total package.
I just keep imagining this like old British guy. Hello, governor. These are my teethers.
Right, and people who don't have teeth, they smile in this very specific way. How is he dazzling her? I just need to know.
How do you think that's the total package? I want to see the teeth.
He's handsome, but they're decayed.
I don't think it's shallow because you're saying you care about this thing.
No, that's not shallow.
Shallow or not, you're not attracted to him. You need to be drunk to hook up with him. That's your answer to all your questions. That means it's over.
I don't even want to think about this.
No, it's... Yeah. I mean, and also, like, let someone else clean up this mess. The problem's going to be... Here's the problem. He's going to fix it. At some point, someone's going to marry him, and someone's going to go, hey, we're cleaning up your fucking teeth. And he's going to go, okay, fine.
I hope.
And then he's going to be, someone is going to get over the hump enough. And then you're going to see him like 10 years from now, you're going to go, I knew it.
And when he has caps.
Yeah. He's going to have beautiful fake teeth. And you're going to go, fuck, if I had just gotten over the hump.
Yeah, so maybe she should just tell. Maybe she should say.
Because someone's going to do it. It's someone else.
Somebody.
Right?
She needs to just help him out.
She should
now.
Tell. Well, she should tell
for
him.
His own sake.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's any way to bring this up to him, but it's so personal.
I don't know how you tell someone.
Like, if she's like, oh, hey, I'm really... But they haven't even had sex yet.
And she's
fuck probably, him first.
She's not gonna... But how can she?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, ugh.
Time to bow out. If you can't even bring yourself to be sexual with him, that means you're not the one that's gonna get over the hump. It's too personal for you. And also, you being a hygienist, it'll never be taken... What I said will be what he says. Well, you're saying that because you're a hygienist. You don't understand. You take this stuff too seriously. And then you go, well, no.
Yeah.
Oh, great. I'm one of your patients or whatever.
Yeah. It's not going to be your place. Time to end it.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Mia Jackson at Mia Comedy. You're fantastic. Go follow. Thank you for coming on.
No, thank you for having
me. It's a pleasure. Do we want to do one news item?
We do.
Let's do one news.
Coachella was this weekend. Probably saw it all over the gram or the past two or
Coachella,
three.
Coachella. That time of year, once again, we got to see everyone's fun, weird pictures. What's going on?
Well, you might leave with some pictures, some memories, but a lot of people left with something else.
That's what I heard.
Herpes.
Herp.
What?
Really?
Herp, yep.
Oh, I was right. I was joking.
Ding, I saw the article.
What was the article?
Well, that between April 12th and April 21st, the website Herp Alert...
okay.
Where users can send photos of themselves for diagnosis and receive prescription treatment to help handle herpes outbreaks. They got an average caseload of 12 positive diagnoses that jumped to 250.
Oh my God.
That is over 1,100 infections hitting the towns surrounding the festival.
So... But herpes doesn't really show up like that.
Do
you know what I mean?
That's a quick turnaround.
Yeah. Usually, don't herpes come up like a month later? Like, isn't that the kind of? You think it's just that these people went all the herpes, like
they're on the verge, you know, already?
There's a statistical thing going on here where it's like, it's like a chicken or egg thing. Do people get herpes at Coachella, or do they people who have herpes go to Coachella?
Right. What is the?
Do you know what I mean? What's the correlation?
Right.
I'm guessing more herp infected individuals
are going to festivals.
Probably.
Right. So I would assume that these people got there. They were like had a crazy. Because the minute you start thinking you have herpes is when you have a crazy night. So you have a crazy night, and then you start. What happens is you wake up, you hook up with someone, and you go, oh my God, I have herpes. Then you look at your body and you go, this cut, this
what
burn.
What did I do?
What did I do? Right. And then you start sending it to websites and then you go, they go, yeah, you have herpes. And you go, well, it wasn't from the night before.
Right.
It was from the way you live your life.
In general. Right. Your life is a disaster.
Right?
90% of people who have it don't even realize it because a lot of it is asymptomatic.
Yeah. So
they have it.
This is the point I'm talking about. It's like you only thought to check yourself because you're around gross, disgusting people at the festival.
Right.
Right?
Right. Yeah, you weren't.
Are you a festival person?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to wear
either.
A flower crown and go dance in the woods. No.
I only wear my flower crown around the house.
That's for the best.
I've never been a festival person because I have no ability to sleep in a tent. I just can't.
Yeah,
I can't do it.
I like beds.
Yeah, I'm too much of like a Jewish American prince to ever do this type of thing. I'll admit it.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I would... That's me.
You have a wine cellator. I can't expect you to sleep in a tent.
This would be me walking around Coachella. You're sleeping in that? Hmm. Oh, you have a flower crown. Hmm. Where are the buggies to drive me around? Is there an Uber that gets me from 10 to 10?
The most important thing is, though, can that Uber get you to a clinic?
I know. Right now, after, these people are worried about little
scabs. That is...
Yeah, well, it is funny to me that the minute they got there, they're like, I have herpes.
That so is
like,
amazing. Yeah,
you did cocaine yesterday, so your anxiety-filled self is now checking yourself
with
a fucking microscope.
The first set isn't even over.
Yeah. You didn't get it 5 minutes ago.
Right. Did you even finish watching Ariana?
That's hilarious. This is like one of those things. It's a stat thing. Like 99% of people found out that. Yeah. Because they did a bunch of drugs and they got anxious.
What a horrible stat.
Awful. Well, Shelby, thank you for bringing the news.
Thanks for having me.
Mia Jackson, this was such a pleasure.
Thank you, Jared.
Thank you for coming
on. Thank you. Thank you.
Go follow Mia at Mia Comedy on Twitter and Instagram. She's fantastic, hilarious.
I've been
seeing her at the Cellar, killing. At Mia Comedy, at Mia Comedy. I'm Jared Fried. Listen, it's Friday right now. That means tonight I'm in Philadelphia. Philly. We got 5 shows. There was one last night, 2 tonight, 2 tomorrow.
One of them's a live pod.
Live podcast. Shelby's going to be there. We need your dating app makeovers. We want to give you a dating app makeover. Send them in, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Deal reveals, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. A new thing that we're going to try called the Judge Jared. That's right. You and a friend are in an argument. Judge Jared is going to figure out who's right, who's wrong.
We're going to dole out some justice.
Justice, people. So send them in, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. We're going to have a great show tonight in Philly. Also, next week, Vermont. If you're in the Vermont area, I'm going to be at Vermont Comedy Club May 8th. Come on out. We'll be back next episode. Boom.